You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Special patent to give blessing to Menashen and Ephraim. And the way he blessed them, Sikel et Yadav. He placed his right hand on Heraf, Ephraim, and then his left hand was placed on Menasheh. So now, very beautiful messages as far as, so first of all, for how old Yaakov on that time? How old was he? 147. So for an old man to go like this, which is better, to move Menasheh and Ephraim in the right place, or go like this, which is easier? To change your place. No. So why didn't he use the easier way? Why? Right, but he could have just have Menasheh stand on his left side and Ephraim on his right side, and then it would give him a blessing.
Easier?
So how come he didn't use the easier way? Why? How would you feel as a firstborn that you standing by left side of your grandfather? You feel okay?
Embarrassed.
Yeah. Embarrassed. So this way, try to...
All of the hands were crossed above their head, no?
Not really. I mean, obviously not. Yosef, yes. Yosef realized. But them, so maybe they felt, even though they desired, maybe they felt that maybe this is a way that you get blessing from your grandfather.
Cross hand.
Probably. If they didn't, you know, see it, But he didn't change their place. So one thing that we learn from here, of course, we have our own patent, but we have to make sure that dignity of another Yehudi to be preserved. So now here, with the attitude of the children, as far as if they noticed or they were told afterwards, they realized after their father complained, did Menasheh complain to his grandfather? No. Did Ephraim brag about getting the first hand bracha?
No.
So now, here, we use this foundation for our children, that we give them the blessing, you know, different occasions, like on Shabbatot, some at the Brit. So now, we see the attitude of these two children is a very amazing thing, that first of all, they did not cause a hatred toward one another, and they did not brag, they became jealous. No, Menashe didn't get jealous of his brother. So now we use this foundation to make sure our children, they use the same path. So that, first of all, they realize the blessing that comes to them, it's not something that they have to grab. And sometimes people feel that way. It comes to me. I have to have it. I'm the greater. I'm the firstborn. So we see here an unbelievable thing. How many children, boys, Yaakov Avinu had?
Yaakov Avinu, 11.
12.
How many? Boys?
12.
12?
12.
Say?
11.
You
don't want to count
your
12
plus 2. 14
actually. 12 plus 2.
No, Yaakov Avinu, how many boys he has?
12.
12?
Yeah.
So Menasheh Ephraim became the part of the Shiva team?
Yes.
Yes? So how many tribes do we have? Yosef is part of it or is not part of it?
Part of it.
We have a...
Yosef is not part of it.
He's not part of Yosef is not part of it? So who became part of the tribes? But they were not the children of Yaakov Avinu.
Well, when he blessed them, he said, now Ephraim and Menashe are going to be like Reuven and Shimon to me.
How did he do such a thing? How was he able to do such a thing?
How did
he do it?
He pronounced it.
Understand, but they're not his children, it's the grandchildren. How did they become the part of... Understand, but the point of matter here is, what happened all of a sudden that they became the part of the tribes? That's a great privilege.
Because Yaakov Avinu teach them the whole Torah to Ephraim.
Yosef didn't learn Torah from his father?
Yes,
he did. So, but he's not part of the tribes. He's not one of the tribes. You see?
That was the portion.
Understand, but he himself is a part of the tribes?
No.
He's not. So now, here, many times that people ask, would you like to do this? What do they say?
No.
No. I'm not ready for it. Not now. Right? Why would they say such a thing?
Because they don't know what the outcome is going to be.
Well, they feel they don't have the quality or the potential. So now, here, it's very interesting that we bless our children just like Menashe and Ephraim. Why? Because they were not supposed to be the part of the tribes. Were they? No. But did they become part of the tribes?
Yes.
So now here we see a very interesting thing, that the children, the grandchildren, they became just like the children of Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom. So now we give the blessing to our children. That is not that what they think they can be. That they should be more than what?
They could be.
They think they can be. Isn't that something? Yeah. And that's how, people, when they're asked, let's say, for example, what is wrong with you? Why do you ask people what is wrong with you? Because you see them, they're not? They're not happy. So you say, why are you not happy? Why? What do they answer?
According to my belief.
Because they fear they cannot be happy.
Yeah.
Or they cannot be worried. Do you know worried people?
No.
Or worry-holic people?
No.
You know what the worry-holic people are? They're constantly?
They worry.
Why they're worried? Because they feel that they cannot be relaxed. They cannot have full emunah. Here we learn a very interesting thing. Shalach HaKadosh is a very beautiful thing. What is right represents?
Blessing.
No, the right?
Strong.
What's the difference between right and left?
Mighty and...
No. Just what's the difference between right and left?
Stronger and...
One is left and one is?
Right.
Right. So now, like let's say we have in Senate, we have righties and... Lefties, what's the difference?
The righties are better, the lefties are not so good.
Yes, is that what it is? No, the left is against the right, no? Shalach, this is a very beautiful thing. It says, Yaakov Alev Shalom put the right on the left, right? And then put the left on the right. What does that mean? That means you have to have the sight, the view, that you put your right, whatever that you see is lefty. What is that you see? It's not going to happen. How's it going to be? Is it going to happen? I'm tired of doing tefillah. So here Shalach HaKadosh says, you know what Yaakov Avinu actually is teaching us? What is that you think is impossible? It's not going to happen. You have to place your right arm under whatever that you're hopeless. Right. And this is the hardest thing in life to do. That sometimes you say, it's not worth it. How much? I cannot do it anymore.
How
I cannot relax.
Today?
Huh?
How many times a day?
And here we see what a beautiful thing. First of all, these two kids, you know what it is to become part of the tribes? To have a flag, to be part of Urim and Tumim. Wow. And that's what we wish for our kids, that Hashem gives them the potential to be more than they even they think what they're going to be. Hashem is like, you know, that was not a shame. We have the will of Ribono Shel Olam to be able to make him happy.
Amen.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu yizakeh otanu v'arvei yeshuot v'sorot tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.